comes Brian Kroc from Carlson Kroc Investment Advisors. The Money Man talking your money. Hey, Brian, what's going on today, brother?
Oh, I tell you what, proud to be an American after that RNC speech and song and everything going on last night. What a great time to be an investor in this country.
Mm. Yeah, definitely uplifting, unlike what the Democrats did
right.
last week.
Oh,
that was
terrific.
A downer.
It really was. So this was a nice change.
Brian could barely get in the door today, and he said to me, man, did you see the RNC last night? It was great.
You're on fire.
Yeah, so
unbelievable.
Your favorite part was what, good sir?
It was actually probably the Star Spangled Banner at the end. Mm-hmm. I tell you, Chet Atkins did a fantastic job. It gave me goosebumps, but there was so many good parts. Richard Grinnell, the gentleman in the wheelchair, the Pence, of course, did great. Yeah. So yeah, it was. They did a great job.
Yes. All right. Well, speaking of doing a great job, there are a number of companies in the stock market that seem to be doing a pretty good job of selling products. So I thought we might talk about a few of the companies that have really done well on sales, and that's driving their earnings. We've talked a lot, Brian, you and I, about the Fed has been involved in many cases, even buying equities, pumping liquidity into the market, low interest rates that have, I don't want to say artificially inflated the stock market, but they've put some more gas in the tank for sure.
Absolutely.
But there is still, it appears to be, a market driven by earnings. Who's been selling well that's led to success in the market?
You know, it's really interesting when you start looking at what's happening out there. So, you know, all the naysayers said, gee, we're going to be struggling. We're in a recession. And don't get me wrong. There are lots of people struggling. There are lots of companies struggling. But you can't help but see what's driving this market. Home Depot is doing fantastic. Peloton had great earnings. Mm-hmm. Turns out, even if you don't have one of their bikes, you can sign up, pay them a little bit of money, and get a home exercise routine going for yourself. There's just so many companies that either they're having fantastic earnings in and of themselves, and that's earnings which drives stocks prices ultimately, or they're at least beating expectations, and all that positiveness, you know, projects the market even higher.
Dick's Sporting Goods had a really good quarter, too. They were way above analyst expectations. I suppose when you're sitting at home and you can't do much, you hop online to Dick's.com and you order a jump rope or a treadmill or something to get to the house.
Retail in general has been, you know, not only blowing away expectations, but really, you know, puzzling the analysts, because we're seeing so many retailers that are just doing so well right now. I mean, here's one you don't normally think of, but Tractor Supply Stores, doing fantastic. So farmers, ranchers, there's a lot of those in rural communities. We've got one out by Dilworth there, and they sell a lot of different products, but their earnings, again, blew things out. Dollar General, the dollar stores, all of those. So yeah, Americans are spending money right now, and it's showing up in the bottom line of a lot of these retailers.
Here's an interesting storyline. Darden Companies is having a nice boost. Now, who the heck is Darden Companies? Well, they own Longhorn, and they own Olive Garden. And you'd think, based on what happened over the last few months or so, that those companies would really be struggling. And certainly they have, but their losses weren't quite as great as maybe people thought they were. And so it seems, Brian, that the market had priced in a cataclysmic disappointment.
Right.
And now when things don't look so bad, they get a bounce too.
You're right. So sometimes it's that they have really good earnings. Sometimes it's just that things aren't as bad as what everybody was expecting. And it's beating those expectations that help drive things higher. So many of these restaurants, even if you can't eat indoors, or if there's no seating in some of these various counties and things like that, they're still doing a lot of takeout business. So the restaurants is another large group that's just surprising all the analysts right now.
Okay, Tesla has had a stock split. It's been announced that they're going to have a stock split already. And Tesla stock has gone nuts since this happened.
It really has. I tell you what, that's one of those. Congratulations to those who own Tesla. I missed that one. I've been in and out of it a couple of times.
You didn't have a million shares in my account for Tesla,
have that
Brian?
One doggone it. But, you know, it's interesting. So that's a case of momentum and excitement. You know, you talk to most people who own large blocks of Tesla, and they're not buying it because of the current earnings. So I said earnings drive stock prices. Not in this case. That one's disconnected from reality right now. A lot of them are buying it just for the enthusiasm. They're buying it because they want to support Elon Musk. They're really betting on the come. If you try to look at, you know, what the current earnings are and the run rate for their current automobiles, that doesn't support the stock price. But the aura around Elon Musk and Tesla, that's what drives things.
So companies that split their shares, I saw an interesting research note that Apple has split its shares four times throughout its history. And in the year after they split their shares, the company's stock price has risen 10.4% on average. So it's a psychological thing.
Totally psychological.
Right? I mean, there's no change in the fundamentals at all. They've just said, okay, instead of a share of stock now going to at $1,000, it's going to be $200. And I don't know, I guess maybe people feeling like they can buy five shares instead of one for the same price just makes people want to buy more.
Well, you're exactly right. You know, it's very psychological. I mean, otherwise nothing is changing. If I have a dollar or if you have a dollar and I give you four quarters, it's not any more money. But guess what? If you happen to be in an arcade, those quarters are very valuable where dollar bills aren't. Hmm. Well, that takes me back a few years, I guess.
Okay, so a GDP for second quarter was down. We all knew it was going to be. The expectation was about 32.5. GDP is the sum total of all the goods and services that we produce in our country, and it was expected to be down 32.5. It was down, but not as much as expected, 31.7. Brian, any tea leaves to read on this one? Or that's pretty much in line, isn't it, with what we expected?
Yeah, we're really slicing and dicing at that point. And, you know, when we're talking about those are annualized rates of change. And when we look at it, you know, we went from a rip-roaring economy, things going fantastically well, to instantly in a recession because we slammed on the brakes. And I tell you what, we're up and running again. And so not only did we go into recession, probably the fastest we've ever seen it, but the recovery is probably the fastest we've ever seen as well. And again, it goes back to those earnings and those stock prices and turning things back on.
I'm old enough to remember when the NASDAQ, the total value of the NASDAQ was about a tenth of what the Dow Jones was. as of yesterday's close, NASDAQ at 11,665, the Dow is at 28.3. So 2.5 times. That's really changed based on some of those large cap tech stocks that have kind of gone nuts. But this NASDAQ story is ridiculous. It was up 200 points again yesterday.
Yeah, but I know we're supposed to be down a little bit today. And I go back to those big tech stocks like you just named, the Amazons, the Googles, and so forth. That's really driving things, and they can't just continue to drive things forever. So we're going to see a change. You know, interesting statistic yesterday. So the S&P 500 is about 6.5% positive for the year. If you take out just the four largest companies, you know, so Microsoft, Amazon, I forget the other one. Google would be one of them, and there's the third one I'm missing right now. But if you just take out those top four, we're at 0% for the year. So all of the gain accounted for in just those four companies.
Mm-hmm. If President Trump wins re-election, Brian, what does this market look like by January 1?
It's tough to say because I think the market is already pricing in a Trump victory.
You do.
And
okay.
So with that being the case, you know, the old adage is you buy the rumor and you sell the news. Mm-hmm. So if we don't get a sell-off prior to the election, I wouldn't be surprised to see some profit taking, you know, directly after the election, just because we're due for that. You know, everything, like you say, the NASDAQ is at these all-time highs, the S&P, the Dow, you know, a lot of these individual stocks. There's room for some of the froth to come off the top right now. And if we don't have that happen sooner, it's going to happen probably after the election, just because the wind is out of the sails and we're now selling on the actual news.
Okay. Betting odds in Vegas, by the way, still have Biden winning the election in November. So you may want to place your bets now while you can still get it.
Maybe we got to do that.
So, all right, Brian, interesting conversation. Good stuff as always. If people want to find out more about you and how you might be able to help them with their savings and future investments, how could they get a hold of you?
Just give us a call. We're in downtown Fargo. Our number is 235-0119.
He is the money man, Brian Cronk from Collins & Cronk Investment Advisors, joins us every Thursday morning.